Hang Zone coming at you.
Previously in the Hang Zone.
But he works with children, and so he was capable of dealing with me and my inabilities.
Thanks, Tony.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're letting you go now. It's about time.
Thank you, Carol. It was a blast.
Thank you.
See you, Tony. Bye, Tony.
He was surprised that we have a time limit here, Carol.
Deacon, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Why do you think I'm hair like this?
You mean the bun?
Yeah, come on, the truth.
Well, yeah, in general, I think it's,
just
it's,
tell me.
It's ass ugly, girl.
Would you name a kid Adolf? Has he even ruined first names?
Oh, absolutely.
Just say...
Yeah.
What if little Nora, one of her playdate friends, is Adolf? What would you be thinking? Like, you couldn't.
He would text you immediately.
No. Keep an eye on this
you
kid.
Could,
he
you
he
could
appears
not...
to slowly be accumulating toys.
What if... Would you rather have her associating with little Damien or little Adolf?
I think little Damien. I think it's more likely that she comes home and says, like, you know, I don't know, little Adolf has some decent ideas. And I'm like, okay, let's
kind of convince me. That,
don't sleep on Adolf.
Great
somewhere.
Leadership skills.
Oh, jeez.
He's
what
he
an
really
order.
Didn't have much of a vote, but right. He became class president somehow. And really,
I guess we got to go along with it.
He's a freshman, but somehow he's locked it in that he's going to be. He's class president until further notice.
Despite the fact that traces of cocaine were found in his pee-pee, the death of Julius Irving's son, Corey, has been ruled accidental. Last month, the 19-year-old was found submerged in his car in a pond near the family's home.
It's called the schlong.
Sorry, it's a death.
Wrap it up, you're done. You'll never recover.
It's a death, and I'm trying to be serious. Investigators say trees obscured the view of the pond, and Corey Irvin was found in the back seat, evidence that he was trying to get out. I'm Dave Lane, reminding you to get select ticket t-shirts while they last for just $10 during our summer clearance sale online at www.theticket.com.
Do you want me to say I never listen? Is that... Okay. All right, 3, 2, 1. Hi, I'm Sam Gannon from Fox 4, and I never listen to Dan and Jake on The Ticket.
Here, kid, get on your knees.
It's just afternoon on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. So pop that lunch on your car tray. Sit back. And hang in the Hang Zone.
So he got the liver transplant?
He got two.
How many livers do you have?
Featuring David Mino and his hot back.
There needs to be a murder.
Our female CEO, Julie Dobbs.
Yeah.
Blake Jones. Who's Blake Jones?
I had a couple buddies fly in.
And now, your Hang Zone host. From noon to three, it's Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell.
Man, that makes me feel so good.
It's a masterpiece.
Triple all right to you and yours on this butt Thursday, as Jake has labeled it. Show number 310 of the Jake and Dan experiment. Did we already beat the odds? Did anybody have 310?
That's probably right at about what they had it on the board.
Okay. Our 52nd show, Out of the Den. Kind of had one foot in this morning, but decided to let's try it. Let's do it again. 206 more to catch up to the 258 that we did there. Is Julie okay? Let's check in now with the dark Zin Bin. The lights are off.
Choked up.
I'm doing well.
Man.
What happened?
I just have to do a whole lot of tickers during the day, and every once in a while, I'll screw up. Or I forget that I've already turned on my mic and I'm clearing my throat.
You're exhausted with your fifth ticker of the day?
Yeah, I was. Evil laugh.
That new Julie laugh is exceptional.
Give it to us. Do we have it? Well, we have it.
Somewhere.
Hold, please.
Okay. I'm cool. I mean, I'm not cool.
There's a lot of layers to it.
But I'm cool with the fact that you're not giving it to me.
I like the fact that the growth... Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the fact that the growth on your head that we detailed in the mix is on the other side from where I can see you.
Is it really distracting you? It's like the TV being on. You can't stop looking at it.
Your growth.
Can you see the growth on my head, Julie?
I need to put my glasses on so I can see it.
Okay.
Once you see it.
I didn't even know it existed until Blake asked me if somebody punched me.
Really? You didn't know it was there?
No. It doesn't itch. But
that's what makes me think it's not a bug bite.
Once I point it out to somebody, then that's all they look at.
Just look like you bumped your head on something.
Yeah. Like when you're jumping on a bed.
On the headboard. You know?
That song's a big player at home. No, I don't know.
12 little monkeys jumping on the bed? Or do you start with 3 so that it doesn't take that long?
I think we start,
if you start with 12.
I think we max out at 5.
We got another Jake... not making love with his wife reference right there.
Was this a... You got a folder in there now?
Yeah.
What did he just say?
You made the headboard comment, and I said, no, I don't know.
Okay. Do you actually have an assortment?
I've got a list, yeah.
Blake said making love.
Based on the thing when a decade ago, I recorded Jake on his podcast saying that, man...
It'll never be me.
All these old guys saying how they don't do it anymore. I'll tell you what.
But am I just playing a persona as beaten guy who doesn't make love?
And you're just...
You'll never know.
No one will ever know.
You're just plowing 24/7?
Yeah, when I'm not here, it's just that. I have to announce a retirement.
Like plowing is a... What would that be? An analogy? Metaphor? That. What is that? Something. It's
as
like
of
a word.
Today, Dan.
You're making an announcement, you say?
Yes.
Right.
Now, I still will look like a ferret, but I no longer want the mantle from Norm on being the ticket ferret, the ticket ferret, guy who eats old food no matter how old it is. Because I think I have food poisoning. And I think I've had it for about 18 hours now, and it started with nausea, and then it ramped up to both ends. My heart rate on my little monitor here is like 130, even though I haven't done any exercise because I have like sweats.
Your resting heart rate.
Right now, I could show you. It's way too high for just sitting here.
What does that mean?
Now we're at 114, like workout level. And I feel clammy.
Like you're shaking?
Kinda. And...
How much cocaine did you do this morning?
Normal.
Okay,
so just a normal amount, yeah.
Well, you're in the fat-burning zone, so that's
right. Yeah, where it's basically a HIIT workout.
Yeah.
Y'all are struggling today. Dan's turning into a spider.
Yeah. And we almost did the show from the den. I will bring food up here, forget about it, and then eat it like 5 days later out of the work fridge. And I did that this week. It was very old chicken pasta.
Oh.
And I called my wife on the way in today and was like, I think I might have to stop at a gas station to throw up. And she goes, word for word, what do you expect? You eat all that old S.
She has a point.
There was no sympathy.
She just doesn't have a bedside manner, you're
there
saying.
There was no...
Because she does... Julie's right.
I'll talk you through this. There was nothing. It was just, what do you expect? That's what you get. You eat all that old S.
And I can see that.
I was vomiting at the house this morning, and she saw that and still had no sympathy.
I ate pizza.
She saw me last night when I got home from work. No sympathy.
So you vomited on the way to work?
Right before, and I'm going to be working overtime over here to keep it from happening during the show.
And are those common symptoms of food poison? Well, it's vomiting probably is.
Yeah.
But the high,
I don't know,
heart rate?
I think that happens anytime your immune system really starts kicking in because your body's fighting.
So you have not taken the Wim Hof method of you can't force your body to force this out of it?
I tried hard this morning.
But, what are you going to eat? Are you going to have a little ginger ale and crackers?
Yes. That's my goal for the day. And then hopefully by tomorrow I can get
back. Is that a true thing? Because that's what my mom used to give me when I was
sick. I think the ginger ale does at least make me feel better, typically. Gives you a little...
In the brat diet?
What's that?
Banana, rice, applesauce, toast.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Me neither.
I have. That's what we do with the kids. When they have a tummy problem.
Well, I'm basically a child. Just don't... Ugh, I can feel it.
Except if your child was having this problem, the wife would be like,
exactly.
You feel
right.
Well, she doesn't eat the old S.
That's
or
true.
If she does, it means the mom fed it to him probably, so can't yeah. really...
Yeah, probably the pasta is probably not the problem there.
Right.
Yeah.
It's that chicken. I mean,
well, and
if I had chicken 3 days in the fridge...
I think it might have had, I think the sauce was like cream based too. It's like an orange or like a vodka sauce.
Do you feel
sauce.
That that's is this a sign of growing old too? Was your stomach able to process that stuff and just toss it away before?
I always thought that that was a special ability that I had, that I prided myself on that. And I think that truly does reinforce how unique Norm is.
Because you feel like he's got an iron gut?
Yeah, he and I would both load up during Cowboy pre or post game, and I would eat on that until Thursday, and that was pretty much all meat and beans. And it was no problem. And now I just don't know if I'm cut out for it anymore.
You sound good.
I don't feel good at all right now.
Yesterday I thought you sounded draggy.
I felt draggy. I feel a little bit better today, but... Also going to be.
I guess nobody cares as long as it sounds good, right?
Right. I'll be sure to carry the fob with me today each time I rush to the bathroom, so you guys don't have to call me as I'm panicking trying to get back in.
I enjoyed that though. I enjoyed the echo of the bathroom.
It was good radio.
The distant sounds of Pat in the background,
where it somehow smells worse than a normal bathroom, and not at all like a bathroom. It's a very curious.
Something is dead in the ceiling, or something.
You think it smells that bad in there?
It's rotten, yeah.
It doesn't smell like bathroom.
And some days it's worse than others.
You think something's dead up there?
No, our ceilings have been messed up here, though. There's leakage, and they redid the studios, and they redid the ceilings. But I think that's asbestos coming out right there. What is that?
It just looks like insulation, I think. But you may be entitled to financial compensation. Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for my golden parachute.
You just learned that term a few months ago, and now you've been overusing it.
Well, because I was reading my Wall Street Journal.
Uh-huh.
I saw this the other day on Twitter. Put out by Joe Kemp, brother of Jake Kemp. And he writes, Chappie just called me and told me he was published in the Wall Street Journal yesterday, working to confirm now. He followed that up with, Chappie, of course, father of Jake and Joe Kemp. Joe Kemp, big-time college football quarterback, / receiver. He could kind of do it all. He was the Tebow of his day.
Yeah.
Although Tebow might have been the Tebow of... Joe's day.
Pretty similar age.
Also a war hero, right? Marine. The pride of the family. And then there's Jake.
Right. Who just eats old S.
Right. So he followed that up with Chappie had said he was published in the Wall Street Journal with extreme inflation issues on the rise in the imminent future. Not so fast, says Greg Kemp of Texas. And apparently, is this a... letter to the editor? How did Chappie get in the Wall Street Journal? He is indeed answering. This is yesterday's Wall Street Journal, I think. It's today's question and answer. These are responses to our question about your inflation concerns. And there are many people like Arthur Parham from Florida.
Yeah.
Daniel Snell from Idaho. Sanja Haggard from Pennsylvania. They all have some serious concerns about inflation. Greg Kemp, though, chimes in. No worries with inflation. The supply chain bottleneck is just temporary. Folks are walking around with money in their pockets and a burning desire to spend it. Give it 3 to 4 months. Let summer wash out the gold rush to get out and away. After that, when school starts up, schedules and spending habits will fall more in line. The feds have plenty of tools in their toolbox to choke out any major spikes.
Nailed it, I thought. I don't know what any of that means.
What is he doing?
It's so random.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not that random, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
As you guys are well aware from being on this show together and having my dad on a lot, my dad has a lot of opinions on a lot of stuff, right? It's not just
football.
Football or unions. He does have those opinions.
Or life hacks on how to save money.
Right. And
possibly in semi-illegal ways.
How to get a workout in the middle of a road trip. He's got ideas on
But he
that.
Also is tackling our inflation problem here in the U.S.?
I mean, he's really into money. He reads the journal every day, and he always has, so he probably just saw this on their website where they ask a question.
So it's time for me to...
The type of people who read the Wall Street Journal are the type of people that think probably they have some opinions to get
people
out there.
Need to hear.
Yeah, I mean, there was nothing shocking about this to me at all.
That's great.
I tried calling him on the way in just to
look how multimedia your family is.
Yeah.
You're covering the radio side, he's got the print side kind of locked up now.
Yeah.
I think Chappie needs a blog. Like, he needs somewhere to put all of this information.
He would be canceled very quickly.
All of his life hacks.
He has asked before how to get on Twitter, and you've always resisted this.
Yes, I have. And the reason I have is because, in addition to him asking me how to do it, dozens of P1s have said, dude, you got to get your dad on Twitter, which is not good. If they want it, it's because they know it will be bad. That's how this all works.
Do you think those journal readers, while reading that, thinking, oh, this guy's a genius, but in fact, no, he just really enjoys fart drops on his Tesla.
He did figure out how to play farts from his Tesla's steering wheel.
All right, well, we'll hear that in tomorrow's Open, probably.
He's a dynamic guy.
He's got a lot.
You know, the other thing he has a lot of is time. He's retired. He volunteers a little bit, but other than that, he just has opinions.
He's probably out there today cutting that acre.
He might be.
With a push mower.
He cuts an acre with a push mower, and if it's anything like my yard right now, it's kind of overgrown.
Like, here's another example. You know how you and I talk about when we go to the gym, it's a lot of no BS? It's kind of the reason I haven't gone back and only like working out at home now. I don't like interaction at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
My dad, especially being retired, is definitely the guy who will be at the gym for 2 hours and might work out for an hour because he's just kind of chopping it up.
He's maybe like he knows the guys' names who are there.
Not just guys.
the ladies. Does he know people who work at the gym?
Sure. Yeah.
He's kinda a very friendly guy. Haven't you always said he's the guy? I've always loved this description. Like when you go to a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
He'll give you an hola.
When the waitress walks over, hola.
She's like, I'm from Forney, and my name is Cheryl.
Well, congrats to Chappie and the Kemp family who continue just to take over the world. Should we do an hour of basketball?
I'm so ready.
Have we ever done that before?
I don't know.
Has anyone in DFW media history done an hour straight of basketball? That's what we have planned today. And I don't know where to start. I mean, we got Luka stuff, we got Kawhi, we got Ty Lue and his dumb face. Why don't you just stay with us and find out what we start with after this?